The Yellowpoint Ecological Society's BioBlitz is here, giving anyone with a smartphone a chance to be a citizen scientist and collect open-source data. It's a chance for people to get out there and learn about their environment, and it's a chance to contribute to citizen science, said Nicola Toxopius, a board member with the Ecological Society. To participate, residents are asked to take photos or sound recordings of animals, fungi and plants between April 26 to 29. From April 30 to May 5, they can upload them to the app iNaturalist and identify the images. Using the uploaded photos, the Ecological Society will examine the data and announce awards from various categories on May 15. Some of those categories include the most observations and the rarest species. Later that month, the awards will be given out, which will be nature books and custom Ecological Society greeting cards. Toxopius said the data collected has a chance to be used for conservation decisions at all levels, whether park-specific or national. There are thousands of researchers who are using the data on iNaturalist to analyze what is happening in the environment. I personally use it because I'm very interested in protecting special places, she said, adding that she tracks invasive Scotch broom with the local broombusters. I go on iNaturalist, I can see where the invasive species is in Holland Creek Park. The area for this year's BioBlitz. Yellowpoint Ecological Society, iNaturalist. While the data is used professionally, Toxopius said BioBlitzers don't need to be any kind of seasoned professionals. The first year there was a user who had by far the most observations, so I asked, would you like a prize? Please collect the book from my yard. An 11-year-old boy walked up my road and my jaw just dropped. I said, wow. We thought this was some professional botanist out there, but it was a little kid. Read more. Citizen scientists asked to look for bugs and birds in upcoming BioBlitz. As part of the event, an optional walk is being held on Saturday, April 27, at 10 a.m. at the trailhead of Cable Bay Trail on 2705 Nicola Road. Pre-registration is required online at http://champagnehillbotanicals.ca, and donations are accepted to the Yellowpoint Ecological Society's Save Cable Bay Trail Area campaign. Following the walk, a free parking lot barbecue is being held. Toxopius said data from individual backyards and local neighborhoods are just as valuable. Get out there and get to know your area. Your local parks, your backyards, everything helps. The area of study includes South Nanaimo, Cassidy and Ladysmith. Woodley Range Ecological Reserve is off-limits, and private lands still require permission to enter. Read more. Nanaimo Council votes to increase natural buffer zone around Cable Bay Trail.